Blog Talk Radio.
Special show tonight to introduce how to social network metaphysics with an ET twist. We're going to handle spirituality tonight and ascension both with Tommy Hawksblood. Tommy has been with me over a year and has earned his position to establish the ACO with me on planet Earth for those that we work with, extraterrestrially speaking. And this should be an interesting spirituality show for the body because religion and churches have gotten a bad rap on the planet, being that most of them were man-made. But if we go back into our history for millions of years, we'll see how they supported companionship, citizenry, spirituality, meaning the higher part of us that flows within and without, while we're searching for the divine in us all and in everything and in nature, and synchronicity in everything. And we have gone into quantum theory with science, which is based out of philosophy, and we've learned now that science and religion can work together because they're still looking for the theory of everything, no matter how small they get into the mesons, the photons, electrons, and the neurons. If you understand the smallest to the largest, going outside of all things, it's even universally outside of the omniverse level. So what I've asked my daughter to come on board with me. She financially and been working 7 days a week. She's just in exhaustion now. So she's going to join me probably in July and Tommy on Sundays. She and her husband are ordained ministers just universally. But if you believe in a force or a source that's in everything, some people call it God. And it's going to be controversial, but tonight, you know, we've had articles and bylaws set forth in 2012, and Tommy and I discussed it. But we had to get to know each other and decide how we were going to do this. And if we were actually going to be able to maintain energy in the course of the getting to know people in what is culturally accepted. And last night we discussed spirituality, and I really do want to make sure that people understand what we're doing and why we're doing it together and what we can create and the importance of it. And I'm going to let him introduce himself, but we're going to get to know each other. And we are the members of the First Ascension Center, and we ascribe to the highest standards of excellence with regard to the uplifting of humankind by providing spiritual and educational awareness. That's the mission statement from 1989 to 93 when I lived in Hawaii, and Tommy actually lives in Hawaii. And it's a shame I couldn't get in touch with Janet. I didn't try, but there's the power of three and the holy triune, but we can get into the details. Tommy and I was born into the church, and meaning my family was in a church when I was born. It was called the Southern Baptist Convention. And the articles and bylaws are based on that professionally speaking, administratively. The original Southern Baptist document was in Augusta, Georgia in 1845. Now, all I'm saying is we're using a basic professional understanding in the United States of America of articles and bylaws for a corporation because it's still an entity. But the entity of finding brotherhood in the body, meaning the body is the church, is what we'll be doing, and it's going to be something that Tommy and I and all of you out there, including my daughter and her son and my husband and my daughters, everybody that knows me, and then the Ace Folk Life is a nonprofit, and how we're going to create this in order to move forward and not be ashamed of what we're doing with our highest standards. So with that said, I will discuss, I want time to read you our mission statement and to talk about our communication of truth and what it's going to mean for spiritual growth and continued research for the communication of truth, because the Ascension Senders were founded for spiritual growth, education, and continued research for the communication of truth. And we're going to have a convention every year. So we're going to work on what's called the Ascension Convention. I've got to get my notes. I actually prepared for tonight. I thought I was coming on an hour from now, but Tommy called me, and I changed all this on the computer for the recurring night for 8 o'clock, but apparently it didn't catch on this one. So let me get Tommy on here so I can go get my notes, and I'm going to let Tommy introduce himself. Hi, Tommy. Thanks for calling me. You're on the air live. I'm going to let you take over. Introduce yourself. Say a few words while I go get my notes, okay? So you're on the air. Go for it.
Greetings, everyone. Tommy Hawksblood here. Hope everybody's having a good day. We're trying. I'm in Hawaii on the Big Island. It's finally getting sunny after rain all night, all half of the day. What I'd like to start with, I try to keep our Sundays a little bit on the spiritual side. I'm not saying we discount ETs and all that kind of stuff going on during it, but basically I have a message which I try to bring out and try to gear everything that we talk about to that, how each thing does affect us and how it would benefit us to do something outside of the box that we normally do. All right. Two words that I want to put out there mainstream for everybody to think about right now. The word is spiritual, and the word is religion. There's a serious problem among people that claim to be one or the other. Religionists attack most of the New Age religions and people, same as most of the New Age people attack anybody in a religion. I'll go into detail why and what about each one of them makes them very much the same, while they try to say they're so different.
But I'm back. If you're in a
If you're in a religion, you have pretty much a situation that you agree with and abide by and follow. If you're in a New Age path, you kind of create it as you go along. So there's two different aspects of how they live life. Not saying they don't both respect something, whether it be a God, which is religion in most people's minds, or the New Age word is source, a powerful energy, massive energy that exists that we are all part of. For me personally, I will dive into that one because I don't like the word source. I mean, it just limits to what it could possibly be, because basically it's only what everybody wants it to be, not what it really does or how it does it or what it really creates or doesn't create. So when we talk about God, there's no real documents on God, not even in the Bible. So when people say, well, that's a dogmatic religion or dogmatic path, it's not, because there's no strict definition in the Bible of what God truly is. And you can only have statements from people that say that they talk to God or things like that. And basically that all started with Moses. So we want to go into detail for ourselves what we want to follow in life. And whether it's a religion or a spiritual path, is it going to be beneficial to you? Is it going to be beneficial to your family, and is it going to be beneficial to the world? Now, here's something
okay.
that I learned. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're going into the community online practicing skills as well, Tommy, because we've got the new PayPal, and we'll want people to help build what we're building. So we're going to have to come up with the name. If it's not New Age, which according to Wikipedia, which all of us in colleges and universities, you know, we have to work with the system we have with the government and the educational process in the universities. And we want to, I have started this with people. I would say we were into what we had Spiritual World Network in the radio show. I was on a radio show in Hawaii. And we didn't call ourselves New Age because I don't know if it was even that big, if we even had a name in the 70s, but in the 80s. But I just want to share this Western spiritual movement that happened in the 20th century because the books that Tommy and I are authors, and our books would be sold in the New Age area if we want to sell them in bookstores. And most of the people like me that didn't know where to find spirituality and self-help or how to grow were the old Bell and Book magic bookstores. And that's sort of the term New Age refers to the coming astrological age of Aquarius. And my daughter she's Aquarian. She was born in the Aquarius sign. So right now, Wikipedia says that the New Age movement is a Western spiritual movement that developed in the second half of the 20th century. And its central precept has been described as drawing on both Eastern and Western spiritual and metaphysical, which I share, metaphysics. My book is how I'm creating this whole company and radio show is under metaphysics, but it says, and metaphysical traditions, and infusing them with influences from self-help and motivational psychology, holistic health. And, you know, Tommy and I will be having a convention that includes holistic health, parapsychology, which is, you know, all types of psychology, including channels and hypnotists, because we have a healthy global hypnotic or hypnotists that come and talk or support extraterrestrial belief systems and all kinds of things that are conscious research, and then quantum physics. And I love science and universal truth and watching Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. So we're more than New Age now, but it says the term New Age refers to the coming astrological age of Aquarius. And in the 70s, I used to dance and sing and teach little kids as the PTA president. I taught dancing and baton, and we'd go the dawning and the age of Aquarius. It says the New Age aims to create a spirituality without borders or confining dogmas that is inclusive and pluralistic. So, you know, everybody has their idea of what it is, but Wikipedia emphasizes, I'll just read it to you, a holistic worldview, emphasizing that mind, body, and spirit are interrelated and that there's a form of monism and unity throughout the universe. And it attempts to create a worldview that includes both science and spirituality and embraces a number of forms of mainstream science as well as the other forms of science and considered fringe. The origins of the movement can be found in medieval astrology and alchemy. Well, Tommy was a magician and I was a musician. And so I write songs, and he can do magical tricks. But, you know, we're not going on the stage for you to hear my songs I've written or just watch him do tricks. But it says medieval astrology and alchemy because some of our greatest people, including the writings of Paracelsus, and in the Renaissance, Hermeticism in the 18th century mysticism. And it goes on, but you guys, you can look it up under the New Age movement. It includes older spiritual and religious traditions, and it ranging from mono, which is one, through pantheism, polytheism, science, and Gaia philosophy, you know, earth philosophy, astronomy, ecology, environmentalism, and Gaia hypothesis, UFO religions, anything to do with UFOs and psychology and physics, is all part of this New Age philosophy, and it includes inspiration from major religions like Buddhism and Taoism and Chinese folk religion and Christianity and Hinduism, Sufi, Islam, Judaism, the Kabbalah, everything you can possibly think of world religions, including esotericism, Gnosticism, Hermeticism, Neo-paganism, spiritualism, theosophy, everything that you grew up probably, if you were into those books, they threw them all because they didn't know where to put it. There was this big outbreak of people, I would say sort of from the hippie era that was seeking out knowledge and wisdom. So just look at Wikipedia and you'll see the New Age description, but Ascension Age is what Tommy and I are about creating. It's the next level, the next time after 12/21/12, and it's an ongoing event. So it's not really New Age, it's Ascension Age. Everything that comes from everything all of these people already went through and learned, but it's still spirituality. And outline of spirituality is religion, traditional spirituality, modern spirituality, the influences and the practices and experience. But remember what I told you. We're reformed corporation, and we're going to need everybody's help, which is just like starting a whole new world. And I am not against, Tommy and I are different, but each person can start their own church, their own group, their own body, because I want time, and my daughter is brilliant. It's breaking everything down, street smart philosophy or theosophy, and we're having mission. There'll be world missionaries, just like the Baptist or Eckankar and all that. So I am good at the administrative side, and Tommy can be a great teacher, but we're going to have to get into all the details and how it's going to be created, and it's not going to be only one person's view. So we have to, I had to do something to get it going. So right now it's how to social network metaphysics, because we're a social service club, but we're based on the old Hawaii last century paradigm in the 20th century that they still call New Age. So this is the 21st century. This is Tommy Hawksblood, Thomas Sinisi, and me, and we're metaphysicians, and we have a social network. And we've been called by God, if you will, if you're out there still in the old religion paradigms, our higher source, our force, our God, to teach and to help children, for everybody that's coming to me wanting the extended version of what it is that we can help them provide food, clothing, and shelter. And there's forgotten children out there. And we can't do it by ourselves, folks. The action is we've got to start doing it. And Tommy and I are going to communicate, I guess, Tommy, this radio show, because my daughter said she's exhausted right now because she's having to work just to make ends meet to pay off her children. But she is, you know, willing to come and help us in July when she can afford minutes for her phone. Folks, it's gotten that bad for people in America that even the little young families in their 30s right now will be a target because they've been forgotten. All the little children in the 30s have grown up trying to pay their bills. It's tough. So, Tommy, right there, I'm just sort of letting you know, because we've got to start giving them a positive way to bring themselves up in America. So this is going to be organized in America first. India, you know, is already working with us, you know, for the what they call the eastern part, with the Buddhism, but we're not Eckankar and we're not Buddhism. We're all universal truth. But Tommy, did you hear that part of how we got started in Hawaii? And that's your part. That's your anchor, and you're the rock over there, because we got to glue to something. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So we got to build from that.
I just found out today they're going to be starting a UFO group here on this island. My friend's starting it, so I can get totally involved and bring that into a full circle.
Wow, that'll be great. Well, if you can be the anchor for the ACO, Ascension Convention, but it's also the Ascension Center. My daughter says, Mama, I understand. And she says, we're ordained ministers, but it's universally like on the Internet, you know, but to have marriages. I said, well, we want to create that so people can feel inclusive. But I said, Gigi, I've just got to tell you, I was raised in the Southern Baptist Convention, but the one big thing in 1845 was against, I don't know how to say it, folks, people being gay. And they actually put it in their original thing in Georgia. That was the main thing, you know, with them. They said it differently. They didn't call it that. But it's written, the book, it's Southern Baptist Convention. Well, actually, hold on and I'll tell you. Tommy, this is what I would like to be different. And I know you're against a lot of things, but I really want to be open so people can heal. Are you there? There was a little boy that was just he's thrown out of his house on TV on America's Got Talent,
mm-hmm.
and he sings beautifully, but on his 18th birthday, his parents threw him out of the house because he was gay, and he just announced it to the world. But he sings beautifully, and all the people were like, oh, what a sad, terrible story. And yet everybody is approving of what, you know, he sings. So the message to the people of what's up there for people that look for their social, educational, spiritual awareness in churches and Christian education, that's good for a lot of people. But a lot of people, it doesn't work anymore if they don't allow people, even though they're kids. But, you know, the world needs to get where, I don't know how to say it because, folks, I'm very monogamous. I like to be with one partner only, but I hate to say this, but I don't think we can put this in our Constitution like a lot of churches have. The charter that they agreed to was for, hold on, I've got to make sure that's not an emergency, but I'm going to look for that word they used in the 1845, Tommy, because my brother was gay.
Okay. You're fading.
Okay, that was Janet. Isn't that odd? Very strange, Tommy. So Janet does have the other Ascension Center that Tommy has. Tommy was going to do the Ace Folk Life, folks, because we've got it broke down. But maybe y'all can help me. Tommy, I'm really torn. I can't not accept people that are gay. I want to accept people no matter what their sexual preference. I'm not saying that you have to
force
them.
Well, no, we can't. We don't have to. I mean, we can't turn people away because they're gay. That's prejudice.
Thank you. Well, I thought you were not going to be for it. I thought you were going to fight
me. I'm not going to promote it and say we all should get married and be gay and stuff. No, I'm not going to promote it that way.
Okay.
That's just an individual choice. We have to keep that to our. I mean, we don't have to brag about it either. I mean, because I'm a Catholic or a Protestant.
Sexual preference, can it be like ace, your age? I mean, people might say, oh, well, she's over 50, so she can't be in our group. You know, it shouldn't be about age or the color of your skin or your sexual partner. Those are.
No, it's not about that. And I don't talk about that when I go into the teaching of what I teach. Because it has nothing to do with any of them. And what I literally try to teach and what I will get into is the difference between spirituality and religion and the ego, how we perceive both of them.
Well, tonight needs to be about getting metaphysics, spirituality, and ascension, all what you, me, and now Janet, because I've got to have three people. And Janet and I started the original Ascension. And when she brought Tommy, I didn't know what to do with him except to ask him to run our author group, Ace Folk Life, for the people that do the research in archiving. And because he did both of those. But then I found out how spiritual he actually was, which I didn't know, you know. So we're training and educating individuals as we grow this ACO, our Ascension Convention Organization. you know, Tommy? I mean, I remember we had that talk, and you started sort of leaning towards Sundays in spirituality as a co-teacher and an educator.
Right.
So now what we need to do is, Janet said she's coming on. I thought it was emergency for some reason, but I guess it is because I need three people that are convinced the word ascension is good and that it means raising consciousness, and yet don't badmouth New Age because it got us to where we are. It was the way, and my daughter uses it as Aquarian Age, the age of Aquarius, because they all believed in their parents. And I have children that were raised on the age, the New Age, Ascension Age, Age of Aquarius. That's all they know. They know church and religion, and they know mommy's mystical, magical mystery tour of the Ascension Age, but they don't understand it because it's so new. I told them it would be after 12/21/12. Here we are, folks. You know, it's the beginning for the women in the ISO space, which is quantum physics. So in order for me to teach what I teach, I had to wait till Tommy and Janet in 12/21/12 could grow into co-creators and co-teachers as educators with me, and how we're going to have to bond this. So folks, you're going to hear a live synchronicity synergy come together between three people tonight, 1 year later from June 3rd. But let me get Janet on here. Janet Kira Lesson of the Ascension Center Network in Hawaii. You are now live, and we are starting a whole new creation tonight. My daughter. Yes, it's a whole new world. We're going to discuss between you, me, and Tommy what we started 1 year ago, and also the old paradigm, which we have the articles and bylaws, but it's been redone and put in my book, How to Social Network Metaphysics. And, you know, it's really based on the old 21st century Southern Baptist Convention and New Age thought processes that got us through the 20th century to here. And now the three of us will create the future of what we're creating as a corporation. Now, Janet, I just want you to know, this is recorded as an act to incorporate the ACO, because in December 27, 1845, in Georgia, they started the Southern Baptist Convention, and it was an actual charter in a constitution and bylaws. And I sort of used that for the basics to start a whole new global paradigm, new world religion, but it's not a new world religion because it's a spiritual and educational corporation. But we do use the word church, which for us, there's only me, you, and Tommy as the body. But in order to do this, I have to have three people to become the body, which is called a church. And a lot of people don't like the word church. So we sort of got into it last night with Tony, because we got people coming that want to help us, and they're bringing their children. And I asked my daughter, Gigi, and she's just tickled. She can't wait to meet you and Tommy. But she's not going to come on until July, because she's in the Forgotten Generation, which was on news tonight, NBC, CBS, or CBS, I believe, one of the major, because they're Forgotten Generation. They can hardly make it, for food, clothing, and shelter, and jobs, and paying loans. It's just really hard on them. So we're here as a generation that did go through, 20th century and the New Age, but now we're into a whole new paradigm with the 21st century and creating the Ascension Convention, which will be overall bringing all these places that we want to create together for the first time, wherever it's going to be. But do it just like, we have to do it in America, with Constitution and bylaws. And each one of you will have your own group. You'll have yours. Tommy will have his. I'll have mine. My daughter in Florida have hers. Tony in Texas will have his. But we can all, claim to be this large convention under the word Ascension. Now, I've got one other person, apparently, that needs to be here tonight. Cyril of Georgia, is that you?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? How have you been?
Wonderful. Cyril, tonight is a very historic occasion because I've got this generation I have to help of people on the planet that are they're sort of the forgotten generation that came after. Well, they're my children, literally my children, all of our children, but Janet and I, it's like the mother of the earth. But at the same time, we're having to do a corporation with bylaws and the Constitution, which has already been done in my book called How to Social Network Metaphysics. But we're going to bring together a whole new ascension age under the word ascension for raising consciousness. And I needed three people. Now you showed up. But fortunately, God provided Janet, Tommy, and now you. So there's three and me. So this is perfect for the come together. And I've got the original mission statement, which I already read. The members of the First Ascension Center. Now, we did this in Hawaii. That's why Janet and Tommy are the rock and the glue. It's metaphysical, folks. It's really simple because we're going to start synergy tonight, synchronicity, and I can get into the details of how it's going to work. But the highest standards, we ascribe to the highest standards of excellence with regard to the uplifting of humankind by providing spiritual and educational awareness. But Cyril, you can help us because we're going to have to get into a panel discussion because of the description we're creating in the United States of America. It's already set up where we have to follow certain organizational rules because we're citizens of the United States of America. Now, Cyril, you are a real, I hate to say this, folks, but I'm just going to say it because this is, we're dealing with a global community, but I don't know any other way to say it. Cyril, are we to understand that you are a citizen of the United States of America?
Yes, I became a citizen 2 years ago.
Thank you. That's the kind of people we'll be dealing with all over the world. But here tonight we're going to discuss the First Ascension Center based on extraterrestrial metaphysics, spirituality, and ascension. And Tommy Hawksblood is the co-host with me. He's been able to anchor the energy and even watched. I wasn't going to come on until 8 o'clock tonight, Cyril, because mainly of you, which I mentioned last night. But we got into a discussion with Tony in Texas last night about spirituality, and we're going to pick it up again tonight. But we need to establish how we can support ourselves with the PayPal and asking for donations and feeling good about it, because we're going to create a real spiritual 21st century ascension age with our real ACO for spiritual growth, education, and continued research for the communication of church. But the church is us, the body, and it's all written in the book I've written. But each person can have their own group or their body as long as it's dealing with the new ascension age. So the vision is to serve an emerging movement of globally conscious citizens dedicated to manifesting our highest capacities. And we believe that consciousness is essential to a paradigm shift, and you hear Janet say that a lot, that will lead to a more sustainable world. And we encourage open-minded explorations of consciousness through the meeting of science and spirit. Now, we're going to take inspiration from each other, our discoveries, and the great discoveries of humanity and history, but we're not going to forget the ancient past. We're just going to bring it into the new paradigm with everyday events in alchemy, which is change in the way we see it, and we're going to create something new with a catalytic converter type of energy on a car, which Tommy uses to, you know, gas and what the engine and how the body works. And we're going to catalyze a positive, concrete transformation in the world. So we're going to have a process tonight on how we can create a vision to help birth a new worldview that recognizes our basic interconnectedness and independence, because, and interdependence, The July 4th is coming up, so we need to promote the flourishing of life in all its magnificent forms. So I'm going to need each one of you guys' input, and there's a whole bunch of topics we can get into, but we need to establish this. So, Cyril, you're an important part here because you can help us with Georgia. Janet's got Maui, Hawaii. Tommy's got the Big Island, Hawaii. But Hawaii was the rock. And I've got the history and everything in my book, How to Social Network Metaphysics. And they've each gotten a copy. Cyril, I'll send you a copy. Now, let's get started. Tommy has already introduced himself. And we'll get back to Tommy as the co-host because he wants to discuss some spirituality stuff. But Janet, because you haven't been on in a while, I need you to introduce yourself and what you represent for us in the Ascension Center, and then let Cyril introduce himself, and then I'm going to come back to you, Tommy, to introduce more of how you see yourself with the Ascension Center Network. Okay, Janet, could you do that, please?
Hi. I'm Janet Carolesson, and I'm over here at the physical location of the First Ascension Center in Maui, Hawaii, at the foothills of the West Maui Mountains. My husband acquired this property in 1979, so this is our 36th year being here. And we envision a healing retreat center, which is non-denominational, all-denominational, in service to people who come here for healing, expansion and growth, and evolution of consciousness. And that involves a lot of things that we need to do on third-dimensional physicality. There are some buildings here. We're dealing with local governments to create a retreat center. So there's permits and additional dwellings and modifications that we need to make. So we do need donations for this project, but there are many projects within this organization that we're collaborating with TJ. So I don't know, TJ, if you got the donate button up, but that's good. Do donate. I guess what you could do if you donate, you can, you know, write a letter and say, I'm going to put so much to this fund and so much to that fund. However it'll work, I'm not sure how it's going to work.
Yeah, we can set up separate buttons, Janet, under that one particular center organization and let them give to their area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe break it up by world. We're going to have 250 countries. But,
right.
But
what we're going to do is create these centers all over the world. And how are these centers different than any other centers? Well, we're going to take it to the next level. You know, we've got a lot of, I mean, I've visited, you know, dozens of healing retreat centers, and they're all doing their part. Everybody's doing their part. It's just things are changing because they are. And we're progressing with it. We have the ET paradigm. I guess it's a spiritual ET paradigm. That's probably what's the difference, is that people are more rooted in, life and third-dimensional physicality. But these ascension centers, because they're bridging both worlds between this third dimension and higher realms, we have the multi-dimension, interdimension, and extraterrestrial element to our center. So that's part of it. And let me see, one last word. So I'm the chief focalizer. I'm just here focalizing. My husband calls me the CEO. but primarily I'm an educator. I'm with TJ. We're creating a full educational program, which will probably be virtual at first. There's these wonderful things called Google Hangouts that we can meet and have classes and interaction with people from all over the world now. Finally, technology has caught up with the needs of our world, and we're just here. We're having a great time. I didn't make it all week. I was several times intending to get on the show, but here it is Sunday, and I made it, and I'm glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Janet. Yes, it was very important for you to be here tonight, and I wish my daughter could come, but they're the second wave. We had Tony Elliott's daughter on last night. She's very interested in the Ascension Center and the ACE Folk Life and ACE Society. And according, if you guys got a copy of the book and you can delve into it, when we get to the Ascension Convention, and we don't know if we're going to call it ET Expo, folks, or what yet, but we're going to have a planning committee and Right now, the vice president that's in Memphis is the one that is working on getting a committee together in Memphis, because several of our other members think we need to be near an international airport, and they said Memphis is fine because I'm willing to compromise, but everybody is, and we are going to come up with hosting cities in the future, just like the Southern Baptist Convention does and all that, but we've got to get all our members lined up under individual cities, states, regions, or what you can call district. And Janet and Tommy will be working on their own areas, and all of that's also in my book, How You Do That. So the details are in the book. But, Cyril, I need you to sort of introduce yourself now, because you're coming on board, and I know you're learning, and I don't want you to be, you know, in fear of or anything, because we're going to be right here with you. But sort of introduce yourself. And, you know, you're in Georgia, and you can represent what we're creating together in spirituality, ascension, and metaphysics together, too. So will you tell people a little about you, please?
Okay. My name is Cyril Kioko. I was born in Kenya, in Africa. Got my education in India before coming to the United States 10 years ago. After this, pursuing spirituality for a long time. But I've been sort of a lone wolf because most of my friends are into traditional forms of religion. And I don't usually bring up these topics of metaphysics with them because I know the way they think, and I don't usually want to be mistaken for something else. I've tried to bring the subject to a few of them, but just to gauge the reaction, but they have not really been receptive to anything which has been outside the traditional religious beliefs. So basically, I've been trying to follow it up on myself, by myself, without involving other people.
And you found
and
us,
to,
right?
Yeah, I found you. I listened to a lot of other guys, but it's sort of a personal kind of a quest, which does not really involve other people. It's just, it has been a personal endeavor. Because I know there's more out there, and I've not been fulfilled by traditional religious beliefs. That's why I've gone out there to seek for some more information. But as I've said, I don't usually share this information with a lot of my friends because they are deeply into the traditional forms of religion. They will end up telling me to get saved because they think that I'm lost. So.
I understand. I totally get that.
Yeah, so
you are lost, so get lost. Well, we're going to try to cover the details because we understand that, especially with me here down in the Southern Bible Belt Convention area. And I do understand Christ consciousness, and my answer to them is I was born into the church. And the family church here, my husband's grandfather, close to his deathbed, asked me to take his ministry, which was a wonderful ministry of art, music, actual old-time churches. You know, the little white church on the hill, you know, the little ones, we've got those all around here. And his Thomas family, and my husband was like, oh, God, Grandpa, don't do that, because he didn't pass it to my husband. He passed his energy to me. And in alchemy and metaphysics, we understand that, and then even in the Christ consciousness. And it's amazing, probably to many people that understand he was a minister of the old faith, of the old school. And you know what I'm talking about, just like the people you talk to. He believed that God, Christ, Spirit, and Christianity was only one way, and you only followed the Bible, and that was the only way. But he was, at 108, a very wise old man. So he was he had his certificate. He was called by God, and he passed it down to me. He was guided by God to tell me to continue the ministry on planet Earth. So I have that ordained and that chosen energy passed to me. However, I'm updating that. So I'm with you. I understand when you feel like you're the lone wolf. And I think Tommy, Janet, me, and you have that all in common. I really do. But at the same time, each one is an individual. We have people we're connected to, and that's what we're going to discuss, is spirituality, ascension, and metaphysics. And the tags are spirituality, paranormal, metaphysics, ET, and UFO. And we're categorized under paranormal. And we're visible to everyone around the world. And those that come and archive and listen to us. And then India, because I wrote for years and had a following and had many things in their language, they've picked it up and they're carrying it on. And I have a gentleman that is in partnership with us in India, Sushant M. Tripathi. But he's not confident enough, just like my daughter hasn't been for years, to come on the radio. So we are, like Janet said, sort of the spokespeople, the communication people, to do this and to come together and create this. So with that said, I'm going to turn it back over to my co-host, but we're going to pass it around for the next hour or so and see what we can come up with for each individual. But unless you understand the articles and bylaws, the body is the church. So when you hear that, a lot of people would be turned off, but it will also make people understand we are incorporated, we are an entity in the ascension and the raising of consciousness, and we all recognize the history of the man that walked the planet as one of the greatest metaphysicians that ever existed, and we all understand the Christ story. We understand how we choose to incorporate it in our lives. My daughter uses the word Lord, Savior, Christ, Consciousness, God. But she also can talk extraterrestrials, being blue, planet, Aquarian Age, Aquarian, Anakim, Anunnaki, El, all those words. And we have to create this new paradigm. So, Tommy, I know you have your input and your ideas, but we're going to have to incorporate them with Janet and Cyril and me, and let's see what we come up with tonight. So, Tommy, let's start with ET metaphysics, and then we'll go to a round on the word spirituality and then a word on ascension. So, Tommy, what does ET metaphysics mean to you? Can you hear me? I can hear Tommy. Can Janet, do you hear me?
I can't hear Tommy. I hear you. I don't know if Tommy's speaking.
Well, no, I'm not speaking, but
oh, yeah.
I hear everything.
Now,
you can hear me, though, right?
Now I can hear you.
Can hear you now.
Okay, now we can hear you. Can Tommy, can you start the show now with the ET metaphysics before we go into the spirituality portion, which will be the middle, and then we'll close out with the word ascension. But we need to all learn how the four of us can work together, different people in different locations, and try to incorporate this into one show with how we're each going to join and work towards this ascension convention that Bill's working on in Memphis. But that's going to be in 2014. But right now our mission is to work through these. Each one of us is going to have an idea of the basic foundation, you know, for spirituality training and educational publications and the word. But how to become, you know, a speaker, an author, metaphysician, mediator, personal consultant. But we have to share teamwork. And my people are wanting to make money and know how to be better entrepreneurs and how to sustain themselves. And Cyril is also on that spiritual path, but we have to learn the laws of manifestation, and we can't really get into the deep universal order of all the laws of the universe. But I would like to know how each one of you can describe some part of you when you hear the word ET metaphysics, you know, not necessarily on planet Earth or space, but just your normal thoughts, you know, realized, because we're going to be the core. We're the space normal operations and the reflection, you know, for people to learn how to translate metaphysics into their own space. And most of us are not mathematicians, folks, so you aren't going to hear all this fancy symmetry in quantum physics, okay? We're more on the artistic side. So, Tommy, give them sort of a basic understanding of what you think our ET metaphysics is from your own point of view. You know,
all right.
What you're about.
Okay. All right. Here's the way I perceive it, and the only way it can move forward.
Okay.
The first step in any group is to get an understanding that the people can agree on.
Okay.
Basically, we're going to use a couple words, maybe 10 major words, which will be basically everything we're dealing with and talking about. But what we each perceive or accept of that word, we're each going to have different ideas of a specific word, what it means and how it reacts to reality and life. But we have to find the common denominator that will fit to allow each to put the pieces together to make it useful for the world and mankind or the universal worlds. And there are simple words which we take for granted, but every person has their own idea on it. So I want to lay out some ground words so that when one person mentions it, everybody agrees that that's a certain topic we're talking about.
Yeah, because last night got almost, I wasn't sure where it was going with our, I don't want to lose Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's bringing his child in at 30 years old, and I'm bringing my child in. And they're going to look to us as the team leaders of the extraterrestrial metaphysics on planet Earth called Ascension Convention happening in 2014. But in order for them to bring their friends, their people, their groups in, we've got to establish the basics. We've got the name. We've got the bylaws, you know, Ascension Convention Organization. But now we have to each decide as a planning committee, you know, the real people, the four of us, how we can each own our own space and call it ET, metaphysics, spirituality, ascension, but still be, I've got us filed under education. But you said you want to have this church religion thing, but we're not religious. We're not religious people, like Cyril
will
say it, you
see,
know?
Again, I like even yesterday, we can debate what the definition of religion is. When a person creates a word for a dictionary, does that make them the know-it-all of whatever word they're writing about? Because somebody sees an apple, and everybody's calling an apple, and he writes a definition of what an apple is. All right. But when you talk about the word spiritual, how do you say, well, this is what it's supposed to be, when it means everything or different things to everybody? So what I'm trying to get to is, like, we'll have different viewpoints, obviously, but there's a common place where we can put certain information, and I call the first main point of interest for everybody is called truth. And then the word that goes along with that, knowledge of that truth. And the knowledge comes by you experiencing it. So we have to give them both of those words and how to get about how to have the experience. You just can't go out and say, I want to be abducted and stand out on the street and expect to get abducted. The same as
yeah.
You can't become spiritual and totally aware of things if you don't go out and practice or do something that'll help you get to that place. So,
and that's a good point, because you can take a bird, and a bird is a bird, and you can give it feathers and make it wings, but without Mother Nature and the other parts out there physically, they're not going to fly. So it all relates, and that's what we're trying to share tonight is ET metaphysics and how we're going to work with Mother Nature and supply people a place to come and be part of our creation, you know, of the quest and the quandary, because we all have our own theories. And last night we got into a debate, but we are light workers and truth seekers, folks. That's in my book, How to Social Network Metaphysics. And I don't care whether you buy it or not, but I needed a template and a place to get with Janet and Tommy to move forward this year, because we've been together a year in June. And now we've got the elementary particles, and we're simply trying to bring into realization to people like Cyril and my people in India and all these different groups that are going to follow their own corporate charters. But Janet's got the foundation set up with her husband. Tommy's bringing in his part because of the new movement there where he's at. And also, Janet and Tommy and Cyril are now the major board of directors with me. So I want their support. So Tommy and Janet and Cyril I'd like to have each one of you give me help on the ET metaphysics, but spirituality and ascension. But you know, we're spiritual education people for the younger generation. But I also got, you got to also remember, I've got to include not only missionary statements, you know, how we're going to send them out to bring in people, just like the church, because that's what people are going to think it, the God spin, you know, on space-time in our normal thoughts. So, Tommy, I'm trying to get to a realized reflection, you know, like we're all looking into the mirror and we see each other metaphysically. But we are going to be teaching multidimensional space because we have moved into a world that is not just male-dominant, but the female strength in numbers, and it's called isospace in quantum physics. But I can't teach that yet because that's going to get into some heavy, heavy stuff that people may not be ready for yet. So ET metaphysics, how do you see that going forward? Are you going to use archetypes? Because I use those like the Tarot. You know what I mean? I'm saying it's just archetypes, extraterrestrial material.
I like to keep, and we're going to have to try to keep it a little more open as far as, because everybody that comes in and that's working as an active participant will have their own level and acceptance of understanding what they accept as truth, what they accept as false. But personally, I have my own direct teaching, how I teach people, how I work with people, the way I teach them how to become spiritual in their own right and understand it for themselves. I do not teach how they find that my God is their God. And I always say in all my books, it's finding their own God and what it truly is. I'm not saying it's different gods, but how they perceive it. I mean, if there's an apple on the table, everybody might think it tastes different, looks a little different, but it's still an apple, and we all could take a bite out of it. So what I'm suggesting is, like, I know Janet will have her way, you have your way of what you want to relate to what you're teaching and how you're going to go about teaching something.
But we got to get started with the Ascension Age somewhere, and we are the brothers. We're mom and daddy, sister, brother.
What I was saying about religion, because you are protected if you use the word religion under the law. All right.
Okay.
Now,
is that why you wanted to use it?
For one main reason, yes, because then you are protected. All right.
Then that's what we're
going
to have to say and tell people in America.
But the only problem with that, New Age people have a complete objection to the word religion.
I know.
And I keep trying to say, you have to understand what religion is, not what people make it to be, not what people try to say it is. It's what it is to you. The same as spiritual, whatever that is to you. And I've been dealing with three different sites debating the spiritual versus religion, and what if there was no God, and what if God was an alien. So there's three different topics that are in all the subjects that I'm dealing with all these people.
So you're already dealing with ET metaphysics, but the word religion and science coming together. This is tough times, but it's an opportunity to create the new energy exchange. You know, and my children are so far advanced as to what we're doing. They just want us to hurry up and get it done, you know, so they can foresee the future and working in the future quantitative state. They understand light workers and truth seekers, and they understand what we're trying to do that way.
Well, the other word that fits in, which is why a lot of churches in California started creating the Universal Church, because it takes all the viewpoints and all the ideas and puts them together, and it's still a religion.
So California's got the Universal Church, but they've got...
I mean, I'm a universal minister, all right? So that being said, I can marry people legally. I can do all those things that any minister can do. But I believe a lot different than most of them. So, but as far as, like you're saying, we have to create a fine line for us to work between, because we each have a different take on that fine line of where it's going to go. Yes, ETs are involved with creating this world and what happens to it and what's going on. The same as religious people and spiritual people are all part of what happens to this world. And the main problem is we don't work together. We don't accept each other for that aspect, never mind, like you use the word gay or prejudice and all those kind of words. it separates the universal idea. And we have to try to refrain from going into that aspect. I mean, they can be there, but they're not going to be the main subject. They're not going to be what the teaching's about. Because this, to me, the only thing that I teach is how to, and the reason why I wrote my first book is how to see God and how to find who you are spiritually and what that means and how to go about creating that world and bring it back into this world to use it. I mean, we have so many things going on today and yesterday. The full moon is the most powerful moon it will be for a year, and the tides are going crazy. India just lost 600 people in 2 days. There's thousands and thousands of homeless people trying to be taken out. And do you hear anything about it? I want to be upfront with news and truth. We can't hide from those things because we should be responsible for everything that's going on the planet, not just in our home or our backyard. So if there's events that are changing the world, we have to stay on top of them. And to me, that's being spiritual.
Isn't this the biggest full moon of the year or maybe in eternity? Because we are the ascension.
No. It's up until the middle of 2014. And it's a cycle that the moon's going through for the next couple of years that on a certain date, which is tonight, it's the closest to the planet that it will be for like a whole year. So that does, and just that alone, spiritual or not, affects every person on the planet. We're all water. Well, I mean, we're all 67% water inside our bodies. So
well, I was told extraterrestrial tonight by my, you know, my people that you haven't met yet on this planet. Of course, they are, you know, you may not even believe, like you said, in my people or my ET people or my, you know, they Janet may think of them as Anunnaki or she may not. I don't know yet because y'all haven't met these people. But to me, they're very benevolent and they're good people. And they don't interfere. They're not the Galaxy Federation. They're like the Supreme High Council, sort of, that maybe you have been before in Janet, maybe, you know, in this life or another one. I don't know. So we haven't discussed that. So that's going to have to be part of this ET metaphysics. You know, we're going to have to break down how, when you meet Janet, Cyril's going to learn all this, and he's probably got this part of him too. But when we talk body, mind, spirit, and matter occupies space, how we're going to exchange energy, and like you said, get on with words, because this is a birth, life, death experiment on this planet. And we have new imaginative powers and synergy. And, you know, we're going to teach Fibonacci, simple law of growth, you know, and the increase of population and breeding species and atoms and molecules and how they occupy space and all the, you know, the minimal energy information to quantum theory people and all that. So we're going to accept all that in our metaphysical nature, but what remains constant in nature is going to be light and dark, strength and light versus the subject of accident or attack, man's mind of order and chaos, all of that. But we've got to still bring balance. You know how all of us like the moon right now. Doesn't that mean it's affecting the ocean? But we need to get on with ET metaphysics and let Janet speak too and Cyril, because we're going to be into this intersection of our mind. But synergy right now, Tommy, I think bringing what you do, you teach, you have books, and I teach, and I have books, and Janet teaches, and she has books, and Cyril represents all those people that are going to come together that probably will write their own books, but that's only one part of the exploration. So can we establish that what you just said, we each have our own God and understanding? Because I also want to say we each have our own understanding of extraterrestrials. Would that be appropriate?
Right.
Is that okay with you?
Really, the last thing I'll say, and we'll let Dennis off, but each one of us has, for a word, our perspective, our experience.
Perspective, okay.
And
that's
each person
word.
Has their own. So when people listen, they might like to listen to Janet better, they might like to listen to you better, they might like to listen to me better, but they'll hear the differences and they'll hear the connections between them. So whatever it is, whatever the objections are, we still have to find a way to put it together. And as we do that, it'll help the world grow the same way. Because if we can work together, three people, thinking totally different, guess what? So can other people. And if other people see three people working together that think so different, I mean, like, you got Congress and the White House and Republicans and Democrats, and they're fighting for each thing that they... We have to not fight each other. That's the wrong word, that's the wrong place, and it's the wrong action. It's called finding what works and what really works between three people. If you're going to build a house, well, I want to build a stone house, I want to build a brick house, I want to build a metal house. Yeah, you have to come to an agreement. What's beneficial? What can we really do? Do you know how to work with metal? Do you know how to work with stone? We use what each one of us has as the ability and the gift that we're going to use for the teaching and the help to bring it to people to help them understand it.
All right. Well, we start with ET metaphysics, but it can mean so much. And then we have spirituality and ascension. But metaphysics, spirituality, ascension are the three words. And Janet said, no matter what you do, don't let them talk you out of using that word, because some of my hypnotherapists that are very famous and already have their groups together, but they want to support me and what I'm doing because I'm a communications officer with extraterrestrial speaking. They understand that, and they understand they want the part of the ET connection, but they don't want the ascension connection. And I'm like, sorry, they go together. If you're working with me, you're working with ETs and ascension, because I am a spiritual being and I am into metaphysics. So, you know, it's the whole package. So that's how you get me. So, but Janet has been working on a physical location, which is sort of hard. She has a real three-dimensional task. And yet, Tommy, you're going to have to be doing that too, but you're sort of trying to anchor the research and the Ace Folk Life now, but you've gone into the ascension part because it's going to take three of us to get this off the ground. And Cyril, to represent how he goes forth with trying to hold the energy for the strong and the strange and the people that want to say he's lost and he needs saving. So, Janet, you're right on. How can you deal with what, you know, we're just trying to get this on the full moon tonight for the ascension, other than the physical part of getting people to know what we're trying to do. But you know we're moving towards 2014 as the Ascension Convention, which we started with years ago. But we're just, the body is going to mean the people, but the people are the church. We understand that, but a lot of people don't. So there's a spiritual connection there, Janet. But you understand we're teaching the inner God deity and the outer God source. But you have your own extraterrestrial understanding of ET metaphysics and how we're going to break it down. And, of course, epistemology, words, are important. And you are a communicator, and you're expanding your imagination and your truth. And we're going to break it down into a board of directors and the board of ascended masters, which is, for the time being, Tommy, Janet, and TJ. We have no other board. We have to depend on each other. Isn't that entertaining? So, Janet,
entertaining. I'm so confused. I'm not sure how to do it.
I know. That's what we're up against.
I just get up each morning, and I basically, you know, I meditate, I pray when I'm waking up, and I ask for guidance in the moment and this now, and I go, okay, what's today's things that I'm supposed to do, that I want to do, and I balance those things. Often I set my intention at the beginning of the day, and then what's supposed to happen unfolds. You know, it's not like I originally saw it unfolding, and I just go through life with a smile on my face right now and laughing at it all. And sometimes days are pretty intense, and at the end of the day, I collapse on the bed. Last night, I had to rush Sasha down to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Big pains.
He's
and we ran down to the emergency. We waited like 3 hours. We go, is this going to pass? And it's like, gee. So got down there, and then it passed. When we were sitting there, after he registered, sitting there, and then we... He said, you know, it stopped. We have no idea what it was, why it was so intense. He's doubled over in pain, so we just went home and went to bed. So I never know what a day. It was the end of my day yesterday, emergency room. So ET metaphysics. I think that the extraterrestrials are real. They're here. They're watching. They're going to someday show themselves at a higher level. They're showing themselves on an individual level. People are having contact. We're starting to collaborate and compare notes with all the contactees, and we're going, isn't this amazing? So I believe that the Internet is instrumental in this awakening right now. I mean, I know you because of the Internet. I know Tommy. I know so many people that I would never have met in a previous generation that didn't have Internet. So I'm so grateful for this wonderful medium. And now we have Internet radio, and we're every day we're meeting new people. And we are finding that we are one people, and this is a global, international, intergalactic society. And that's the level of awakening awareness that, you know, I find myself. I hope other people do. And the other thing that people are doing is encountering their programming, because we're in a highly programmed world. We come into television programs, radio programs. We go into educational programs, and we agree to be programmed. And now people are saying, well, that was interesting. I, on a soul level, agree to be programmed, but I'm going to back out of that program and find who I am as a soul. So that's what we see happening, is people are waking up and becoming aware that they're in this game, they're in this matrix, and they're taking what works and changing something slightly to make it work and leaving the rest aside, and then, you know, they do it again the next day, and each day they refine their reality. What we're finding is that there are as many multiverses as there are people. So we're all living in our own idiosyncratic universe, and so we sometimes come together and have a consensus reality. And then we argue. I think that's what you were getting into, the argument about your realities. But all the realities are real. That's why you're arguing. It's just you're in different realities. You think you're in the same space, but you're in slightly different variations on the things. So if you can come to consensus reality, which is, I think, what you're asking us to do, your call, your invitation is, let's come into a consensus reality, one that we can agree upon, to show a model, to model to the world that, yes, we can find agreement. And in that agreement, we can co-create and collaborate and make something that is greater than the sum total of all of us. And then we can reach out to the next person, extend our hand or invitation, and do it with other people all the way down exponentially until we create a consensus global, international, interplanetary, intergalactic society which will serve all beings. And, I was talking to a fellow that was yesterday on the phone. It's interesting, these conversations just come, but he was talking about how we're all in service to each other. So, you know, being in physical, we're in service. So you can be in service unconsciously, and then it feels like slavery, or you can be in service consciously, and you can choose at what level you are in service to your fellow human being. So that's what I think I'm doing personally, is just realizing that for me, giving and receiving is the same. So when I'm in service, I'm actually serving myself, because there's no such thing as true altruism. There's always, you know, some kind of exchange of energy, life force, information, ideas. And, you know, we're not isolated, so we do need each other. And when we're in service and we're helping each other, and that's what I always hear from you, TJ, is we're here to help everybody. So anyway, I feel pretty complete with that, and thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you, Janet. You have universally grown so much and beautifully spoken. And I love that you're in a feminine array this time, our physical body, I mean, mm-hmm. Female. You're a female this time. I really appreciate that. I really relate to being a man in a woman's body, and it is very hard to translate. So I appreciate Tommy, because he's been a woman in a he's a woman in a man's body, so to speak, you know. So he and I complement each other on the planet. We've never even met, but we, you know, we still have this inner turmoil. You're right. We're trying to learn to have a consensus reality. It's just that basically, it's what Tommy said, and we need the words, and basically what you said, because you package it so pretty in the feminine mm-hmm. array with the words. So you're very important. And I believe we're down to Cyril now on ET Metaphysics. And Cyril, I know that you're the youngest member of our group, but you also represent my friends in India and friends in Africa. And we have friends in both that really do. I mean, I have lots of people in Africa that listen to us and lots of people in India. Of course, China and the whole world. I mean, all five continents. So, but can you help me out here, Cyril, is how you see, because this is a waking up process in the matrix, of course, as Janet said. But this is going to be the ascension age, and as of tonight with the full moon, we are bringing it in full circle like a crop circle revealed. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And we're going to yeah. start giving everybody the real three-dimensional words and energy, and hopefully they'll approve and try to learn how to understand our transmissions, you know, if that's possible. So I'm going to really rely on you to keep us conscious and, you know, aware that we are couriers of news as messengers. And mm-hmm. there are 11 Gospels in the Christ consciousness, but, you know, there's 32, and Tommy will help us with what Jesus Christ taught, because he's very up on all the Christ consciousness and the ancient mystery schools and the 32. You know, actually a historian, but teach. So, you know, that stuff, that when people want all the details, he's a very detailed-oriented person. And there'll be questions, and I'm very detailed with what hasn't been on the earth in quantum physics. I have a different mandate, so to speak, but I am a communication officer from an extraterrestrial point of view, just exopolitically speaking, for people in the world. They all have their mission on earth, right? We all have our conviction and our way that we expand our own universe. Like Janet said, there's all these multidimensional levels. And metaphysics is a cool word, but it's been around for thousands and thousands of years, as have we as extraterrestrials and as humanoids and the sentient, intelligent being species. But now you're coming at a time, you're very important, Cyril, because we each, mm-hmm. the rock and the glue, or you could say Janet and Tommy, my rock and my glue, and my male and my female. And there's me, you know, the orator for tonight, and then the consensus reality to, we need someone with wisdom, a wise man once said, I must be. And so can you carry out the sea but one drop? The answer is that the essence unites heaven and birth. Can you relate to any of that?
Yeah, I can relate to any of that because personally I've been doing a lot of research on this. As I said, I've been doing it personally without involving these other people because I know what I'm going to run into. So that's why I usually tune in into metaphysical shows like this one, because I know when I come here, I'm in a family, because whatever is being discussed here, I'm open to it. I'm open to learning. I've been learning all along. But what
wonderful.
I've been finding out is that this word, the ET part of it, has been very much misconstrued by a lot of people. Because sometimes when I mention that word to people, they are like, oh, okay, so you believe in this Roswell, New Mexico kind of a thing, or that was a government kind of a thing. So people tend to run it down in the sense that, you know, that there's nothing like that. So there's a lot of, some people have some form of resistance to that word. But again, as somebody said, you know, it cannot be deleted out. It's either they accept it or they just, you know, follow their own truth.
Very well said. And that is a wise man once spoke, and his name is Cyril. Thank you. And yes, we're trying to bring all of this into a form of love, and to some it may seem like tough love. Have you ever heard those terms? Does
mm-hmm.
that work for you? You understand what I'm saying? Because My kids don't like that word. They know that means, uh-oh, mama's reached her limit. They don't like tough love when you make it three-dimensional, right? So
to some people, you know, when you say tough love, it feels like you are trying to force something down their throat when they are resisting.
Right.
They're saying no to it.
Right. They don't want me to do tough love because that means they're going to be on their own, no financial support. You know, so to each individual, whether you're a parent or not, when you're working with people and even organizations, which we will be doing because we'll need patrons and we'll need endorsements and we'll need sponsors, you know, for the Ascension Convention, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that other people may not be in tune with. We have another person here. Let me get them online. They must be supposed to be here because of a full moon. Area code 210, you are welcome to the ET radio show. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name's Tessa Elliott, and I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, yay, Tessa! Oh, my. I'm sorry, I have to do the OMG, folks, okay? You are so welcome and wonderful and so much a part of us now, even on the full moon. I don't know if that means anything to you, but you must be representing your whole generation. Unbelievable. You have manifested yourself. I am so excited. Folks, this is Contessa December Elliott. Is that right, Tessa?
Actually, it's just Tessa December Elliott.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tessa. Believe it or not.
December yep. Elliott, born December 31st.
Yeah, if I was born the next day, my mom said my middle name would be January.
Well, are you a Capricorn or Aquarian?
Capricorn.
Whoa, me too. Well, welcome aboard. Janet, you are an Aquarian, are you not?
This is my age.
Janet
yep,
and Tommy.
I am the Aquarian. Yeah, I think somebody recently that I'm a horse, and they said if I had been born in China, I wouldn't be. They kill the horses.
Oh, well, you're a baby girl, too. So
baby girl
horse. Well, welcome.
Horse. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Janet, this is Tessa. This is my friend. Well, I have two famous people in my life. One is named Tony R. Elliott, a famous author and writer and syndicated columnist and famous chef. And Mrs. Bonnie, her famous name is Lenore Elliott of paranormal, metaphysical, and paranormal romance fiction. And Bonnie and Tony has manifested their beautiful love in this particular energy that has created herself to be a part of our group now. Whoa, I got chill bumps, but I'm so excited to have you meet Janet and Cyril and to be a part of us. This is so exciting. Tessa, can you sort of tell them a little about you? Because Janet and Cyril are not familiar. Tommy and I are. But go ahead and give a little intro.
Okay. Well, I was born in Palm Springs, California, 1982. I now live in San Antonio, Texas. I am going to school for aeronautics, and I'm one of the younger people on this show, which is kind of weird because I feel like I'm old.
Yeah, you're the baby. So, yeah, your daddy is our age, I believe, and you're right on the 29-30 cusp, are you, or are you already 30?
Actually, I'm already 30, but it's really hard to remember.
Okay. Well, yeah, born 82, January 31st. That's a rough day. But it's a full moon tonight. It's a very important day for me, Tessa. That's why I'm so amazed that you called in. I'm so happy that you did because I really feel like that what we're creating here is not only for your generation, but all those children and great-grandchildren. And I particularly have some. Tommy and Janet are part of my family, my extended spiritual family that own and relate to my personal biological children here as well that are helping me with this Ascension Center for the entire planet. in what I call the Ascension Age. And I needed a representation and a manifestation in the law of metaphysics, or ET metaphysics, that we're discussing tonight parapsychologically, you know, speaking of self-discipline and self-regulation, but we're focusing on the attention of our own individual entities that we're creating together as the actual new board of directors. So you probably will be asked to attend our group for at least a year, at which time you also can maybe help us get this whole thing going. Maybe you can volunteer something at our convention with your dad or something. We'll have to see how it plays out. But you are welcome to be a part of this radio show if you would like to do that and maybe represent people of your age in the Ascension, because that's an open energy that's open to the entire planet. And you being a woman in the man's world, we're trying to create it where it is race, color, creed, religion, ethnic, all that. You know what I'm saying? Where it's all open. And you can help us with people and help explain all this, because it's not going to be an easy path, to be quite honest, because it's a whole new paradigm. In other words, you know, we had the old ways and we had the old paradigm and the old new age. And this is the Ascension Age officially beginning with this board of directors. And you represent the other paranormal side, but electrically in the field, which you understand transformation and being a truck driver, that we're sort of the new model of the old Ascension Age. I don't know how properly to say it, but we have the ACO, and I've already mentioned you, I believe, tonight. So, Tommy, would you like to begin? Can you hear? Okay, you understand she was here last night, and we need to get on with the spirituality and the ascension of it all. But we have Cyril that represents Georgia. Now Texas is here. So right now we have in the United States of America our Texas, Georgia, Hawaii, and Kentucky. That's four states. Now, Tommy, what does that mean to us, forming this corporation and this entity of Ascension and bringing in Cyril, who represents the entire planet of all those that are globally speaking from other countries? He's universally representing. And Tessa can sort of represent all the new people of the planet and the generation that's called the Forgotten Generation. And I don't mean that... that's just a name given you guys, Tessa. At 30 years old, it was even on television on mainstream CBS tonight, that you guys are the Forgotten Generation. In other words, nobody claims you. Like, we're the baby boomers, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
Because of food, clothing, shelter, and times are so hard with loans and everything, it made mainstream news. And it's a full moon, and you can get into all that. But, Tommy, sort of help us out here for the discovery of what we're doing on the improvement. Can you understand, you know, why this is happening metaphysically speaking?
Well, I call it the groundwork. You have to put the foundation in. And the more you spread the foundation out, the bigger the project can become. The more states we get coming into it, the more energy that will come from a wider area. That can only help, because the more people that come into something, the more it will become accepted. In anything, it's more people that follow it, the more people will believe it, then the more people will accept it because other people believe it. I don't want people just to come in because they want to believe what everybody else is saying. I want them to come in because they can experience something that we're giving them. So with personal experiences, with guidance and techniques, that everybody that comes into this will have something to grow with. As we all grow together, it will create a new change of energy. I mean, we just don't go into, like when everybody says we're fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional, yeah, that's fine. But whatever you say it is, we still have to grow into it. When you go from kindergarten to the next grade, you're in the next grade, but you still have to grow and learn within that grade, whatever. And each step brings you closer to the next level that you want to step into. So as we get this consciousness spread out among the planet, pull people in from different parts of the world, that energy can increase and bring that energy in, where, again, I'm saying it'll be more open to other people that are in other parts of the world that say, well, that's a U.S. idea, or that's a British idea, or a certain place idea, rather than that's the consciousness that people are moving into. I mean, I just met somebody today that was talking to us, and they said, well, I kind of feel like the consciousness is growing by people. And I said, well, it is, but we all have to be aware and what we're going to do with that. When you grow, it's like if you get more money, what are you going to do with the money when you get it? What can you do with it beneficially? And there's a lot of different beliefs. And I just watched something else that totally take me into a different place, was dangerous cults and things like that. We don't want to be classified as a cult religion. We don't want to be classified as an evil religion. We want to be classified something pertaining to truth, which is the most critical word that I used, into what's happening in reality, the physical reality which we live in, when we walk the streets, when we breathe and eat, when we buy food. I mean, yeah, we want healthy food, we want clean air, we want all these things. But as a group, we can be teaching about spiritual truth. I mean, to me, they are a little different than physical truth, because physical truth, you don't have to learn anything about God to survive. You can just go out and eat like an animal does. But what makes us different than almost all the other creatures is we have the awareness to perceive God and spiritual truth, and to change reality for ourselves, which most other creatures cannot do. So we are different, even though we all say we're all one. A tree can't change where it lives. Birds fly, but they usually don't fly too far from wherever they are. So we're at a place where, as we create this, we get more people involved around the world, interested in truth and awareness, spiritual awareness. I do want to keep bringing the word religion in, because I don't want the religionist people in religions, to be left out in any way or in any aspect of it, because we are all the same in a physical body. We're all soul living within a body. The body dwells and functions the same among all people. We are all not equally in the same situation. Some people have money, some people don't. So, it's different that way. The spiritual part can be the same for everybody if they want to grow within it. And as far as the connection between each other, learning to accept everybody and be in a place where we don't hurt each other. And that's the most critical thing. You can take that from the Ten Commandments. You can take it from any teaching, how the truth is important, and so is being compassionate and loving at different levels. I don't like to use the word love completely as the main focus point, because it's one part of it. Living life, you can live life without being in love. So, yeah. We have to bring all the things together, and by bringing people from other parts of the world that experience life totally different than we do, it only helps each one understand other kind of realities and how people live in the physical, because we all are in the physical. Even though we go into the dimensional worlds and different aspects of it, we still live here. So as the teachings or what I want to teach and what each of us is going to bring is to hopefully open that doorway so people can see inside the room and come in and experience it. And each one of us will give our ways to go about doing that. So the general viewpoint is it's open to all people, all colors, all races, all tribes, whatever word you want to use to describe something other than yourself, that we're all equal in this level. All right. Everybody can move differently or forward or higher by the way they adapt to what they learn and how they use it. Does that make them different in the physical? No. But does it make them different in the spiritual realm? Yes. And I will teach about that, because there are differences. Then when somebody says, well, I'm fifth initiate or eighth level or ninth level being or whatever it is, it's how you can perceive and work in the higher realms, which are slightly, in a different place, but they are different. And that, like, I'll end it there, that we all have to learn that we have to be open, and the more we can spread the teaching out and get people pulled into it or hear it, it can grow greater by itself, by other things coming into it to make it better.
Okay, well, thank you, Tommy. That was really good. Now, Janet, you haven't got to know Tessa, and this is our first night with a woman. There's three women. I tried to get my daughter. I said, I need more women in my Ascension Center organization to get this Ascension Age going tonight. And I said, help, you know. But she was so exhausted, Janet, and she had her problems, you know, minutes on the phone and all that. So we had to wait for her to translate into my family, into the Ascension Center. But she does have the book Intrinsic Reality. She is an author, and she has the Spirit Guide. And you have one of her books, Janet, and she can't wait to meet you. But, Janet, these are the children of the lost generation. And, you know, Gigi's going to accept you as a fellow Aquarian, but that's just one of the ways, and the Anunnaki and all that, but and a blue baby, which Tommy can get into from another place in galaxy when, you know, when we get into all the extraterrestrial multidimensional speaking and all of that. But in order to welcome Tessa into our group, she represents Texas and how the new generation, they call it the lost generation, but I'm going to adopt it as the Ascension Age generation and see if it clicks, because we're going to be teaching them all from the old way and the old paradigm and what's new in the new paradigm, but also if they want to own any of it. And Tessa has a unique fine line on how she perceives the new world, but she's going, from what I understand, with aeronautics and her environmentally conscious way of living. She's got the new perspective of not having to be so, dependent on the state or the federal level, but into that globally conscious of let's try to get our own, you know, sustainability, water, and all that. But you want to sort of give her like a couple of questions or an interview so you can get to know her better, because we're going to need that generation every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
You know, Tessa, you are the younger generation. If I had a child, it would probably be around your age. I was never able to successfully procreate, so my children are different. You know, I have I'm mother to a lot of people in different ways, but that's not even my major focus. Like TJ, I focus on them. I've got to spend a lot of time myself, but since you're of the younger generation, you're about the same age as my housemate, Emmanuel. What would you do if you were leader of the planet and trying to turn it around?
Well, I guess the first thing for me is coming from that lost generation, as you guys were saying. For me, it's kind of like that. We don't have anything to hold on to or something to rally behind. As young people, the only thing I can see is that we've latched on to maybe being conscious of our environment, which is a very positive aspect to be at. For me, I'm hoping for an awakening, a clear understanding that we are not alone, that our physical presence on this planet isn't the only thing that keeps us here and keeps us together. So for me, I feel I'm maybe ahead of the game for my generation, but I'm hoping that something like your guys' group can help to expand the minds of the younger people and the younger generation. What TJ was talking about earlier is one of my goals is to have a self-sustaining house, health, and kind of live off the grid, but not only to not be dependent on my government or city works and things of that nature, it's just to be able to consciously not overuse and abuse things that are not in abundance on this planet any longer, like water and you know, when we dig for coal and when we dig for oil, the harm it does to our environment.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of being consciously aware that everything that we use can be reused or used differently in order to, sustain us better by using less.
Do you find that to be true of your generation, that they're more environmentally conscious than previous generations?
Yes, very much so. You know, for me, for instance, growing up in elementary school and junior high and high school, they always taught us, you know, recycle, reuse, and this kind of drilled into you as a younger kid, which as far as I can tell, the generations before me didn't have that constantly in the classroom, constantly being bombarded about being conscious about what you're using. Don't throw trash on the ground. Recycle it if it's plastic, if it's aluminum. And even in high school science, they show you and teach you, you know, how many different ways one paper bag can be recycled and reused. How the soda bottles that you bring into the classroom, how they can be recycled and reused. So, yeah, I think our generation has been more consciously aware of our environment and its needs compared to other generations.
Now, when you go into this off-the-grid type living, low-impact, greener environment, do you see yourself living alone or in collaboration, like community living? Would that be?
Actually, community living. I'm a huge family person. I come from a family of six, and I mean, that's not large, but when you grow up in the back of a Cadillac on the road, it's a pretty big sized family when you're in that kind of close quarters. Also, my life partner, my girlfriend, we've been together for 9 years, and she comes from a large family as well, and not very well off as well. And her father had a piece of land, and everybody was welcome to live on it, and kind of had the same idea I do, but mine would be a little bit more technically advanced than his, but she shares the same ideas that we do. And, for instance, right now we have invited her mother to come live with us. She's past the age of being able to take care of herself, and for us it's not a chore. It's not something that, well, boy, this is that time, we have to do it. For us, it's just more family the better. And I think that family unity is good between the two of us, but also it's a way of life. You have to be able to live with a group of people that will share different views than you, will have different tendencies than you, bad habits, good habits, you know. So you have to be a well-rounded person who's got lots of patience, but at the same time, a lot of love.
I, too, live communally. I have the Ascension Center is an experiment in, you know, conscious living and living together in community. And so, you know, not, I don't find a lot of people that are doing that. So it's very interesting that that's one of the your vision. So thank you. That's nice. We'll have to compare notes sometime.
No problem.
Right.
But where we started this evening is how do we get along with each other? So, you know, if you can learn to live in a communal situation, combining your resources, you know, you don't have to duplicate your efforts. You don't have to have, 20 different houses with 20 different refrigerators. You can perhaps combine those type of resources and washers and dryers and share your resources. So that's one of the benefits. And then raising children, there's a lot of adults to help take care of the children. And it's multi-generational. It doesn't wear on, you know, the one set of parents that are trying to raise the kids all by themselves, but you have other people, caretakers, and then the children benefit because they get different points of view. Their minds are broader. And so anyway, that's what I find. I don't know what your vision is.
Yes, I pretty much agree with that. It's for us, you know, there's me, my girlfriend, and her family, and then there's my family, which you all know about, Tony Elliott and Bonnie. But also I have a sister who's got two sons. I have a brother who's got a son and a daughter. And so we understand that as well. You know, when you raise a kid, or different kids, you have different aspects that they get to learn from. So from my dad, they get that let's go outside and eat grass.
wow.
My mom, they learn, you know, let's read books. From me, it's let's tinker with this, let's take that apart, you know. And then from Patricia, my girlfriend, she's in the medical field, and my sister's six-year-old finds womb packing to be very intriguing. So he's going to be, I want to say, starting off on a better foot than most kids his age, because he's already exposed to a lot of different elements of life, so things won't be so surprising. He won't be so scared and timid, and his confidence level is going to be a lot higher than most kids his age, because he feels more stable and more he's going to have more pride in what he talks about, because he's going to know that what he's talking about, he knows what it is.
Right. Now, are you and your partner going to have children? You're a same-sex couple, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talked about it when we first got together. We had that whole white picket fence, one boy, one girl aspect, and we really were like, yeah, that's what we kind of dreamed of as growing up. But once we got together, we pretty much saw our families exploding and said, you know, they're having plenty of kids for us. So the only thing I do see us doing is, if we do decide to have kids, is definitely an adoption, because there's just too many kids without parents out there or without loving guardians to take care of them to be procreating for, you know, more and more people, when there's plenty of children out there that could use somebody to love and take care of them.
That's lovely, yeah. We have a same-sex girl couple moving onto our property the 1st of July, so we're very excited. And one of our other community members is gay, so we have quite a diverse couple, I mean, a diverse community here. With different, we have a Native American and a Hawaiian, and you know, so it's fun living in community, because within one area, you know, you're sharing all your resources, you're working the yard, you know, the land together, and growing food together, and it's not too much. I mean, I don't have the energy to plant and harvest like I did when I was 18 or 25 even. So now I have. And I didn't give birth to children, so now I have, it's like I am grandma to, you know, another generation of kids, and I don't have to add to the 7, almost 8 billion people on this planet. There's, like you said, there's plenty of children that need a home. And you can be like Angelina, Jolie, and Brad, and have, you know, different races and colors and creeds, and that's interesting as well. So what would you like to tell us? You know, you're the youngest on this show, and it's a bunch of, we're all over 50, over 60. I'm 59, my last year, my 50s. So what would you like to tell this older generation?
Well, I don't know if I'm, like, the best to be a perspective of the younger generation, because all my life I've been a lot older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old soul, so for me, I some of my favorite music is 30 years old. Some the most beautiful cars, I believe, are from the 50s. You know, for me, if it was the 50s, I'd be perfectly happy. But at the same time, you know, I do have friends and colleagues that are younger, and sometimes I don't agree with them, so. For me to be the representative, I kind of feel like, well, I'm not showing all the colors here. But at the same time, you know, I did grow up and see and learn and hear all the different things that my generation has. It could be why I always resorted to trying to learn the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch the news or you watch television programs, common sense tells me there's more to it, and I'm just hoping that my generation feels the same way.
So then,
excuse me,
to your generation, and hopefully some of those start tuning in, what message do you have for them? And then I'll let TJ take it back.
No problem.
Well, we have to, yeah, the show's ended,
the show
live,
ended. Okay.
But we're going over time. So
right.
We can go ahead and finish with that, and close out for this week until Sunday. So let me let her answer that, Tommy, but I did hear you. Tommy is my co-host, and make sure we stay on time and target. So I appreciate that, Tommy. But tonight was very important. But Tessa, we're over time. I don't think it'll cut us off, but if it does, we'll cut off with your voice. But we'll come back next week and invite you, Tessa, to return as well. So you want to answer Janet's question there?
I had a hard time hearing. I was trying to hear Tommy. I would actually like to trade information with any of you anytime. I am on Facebook, so.
Oh, great. So you got a computer and you're on Facebook.
Yes, Tessa Elliott or ZeusOnEarth@yahoo.com, and anybody can contact me there. I have no qualms about that.
Okay, Tessa Elliott, right? That's your. And are you the only Tessa Elliott?
You know what? I don't know. I could be.
Okay, well, we'll just put you in and see if we can hit you. If not, I don't know how. If you put on your Zeus on Earth on Yahoo, but look up Tessa Elliott and look for your page. And we have the ACE Society, the Ascension Center Organization, Stargate to the Cosmos. We have all kind of pages. But Tessa, we are social networkers, and I invite you. Would you like me to send you the basic book? Free of charge, ZeusOnEarth@yahoo.com. Is that how I'd send it to you?
Yes, and I spell it Z-U-E-S.
Z-U-E-S at, no, Zeus on Earth, one word, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Zeus
I
on Earth.
I do feel pretty full about myself, so.
Tessa, okay, are you Zeus? And what do you mean by Zeus?
Like Zeus, Greek gods.
Uh-huh.
Mythology.
Right.
One
of
my
favorites. Are you an emanation of Zeus?
No, but I do feel the ability to conceivably have power and
mm-hmm.
a great deal of it.
Excellent.
That's great. Well, that's a name I use. It's a code name for my father. But that's pretty cool. I like that. That's sort of, I had no idea, Tessa. We share the acronym, like are the name. You're Tessa, I'm Teresa. My mother was Teresa, and she went by Tess. She has a book as Tess Thomas called Good Old Days in Louisiana, in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandpa tell me about the good old days song, you know, good old days. But she's deceased.
You know, the good old days.
Yeah. So
and Elliot was
do-
the name of my my landmate here. So this is kind of synchronicity here. And he died in 2001, but he was a lovely man. Jim Elliot, rest in peace.
Yeah. Well, folks, we've got it established tonight. It's. I hope you'll write that down for your generation, Tessa, if you can. Are you a writer like your father or mother by chance? Did you get that gene?
yes, I am.
Whoa.
But at the same time, I keep a lot of it to myself. So, at 6 years old, I told. At 6 years old, I told my first grade teacher that I was going to write a book before I was 12, and I did.
Oh, whoa! You beat me. I said the third grade, so you got me. Well, that's. It's not a requirement to be in my ACO or social network, but it helps. Believe me, and I tell people that in my book. But I'll send it to you. It's the basic my ideas and my extraterrestrial guidance and my Zeus energy. Believe it or not, lightning came down and struck a tree in Hawaii, and I got this logo and the Ascension Center, and I didn't understand what it all meant. And it's all coming full circle to be extraterrestrial, metaphysics, spirituality, and ascension. All rolled up into this ACO, and we're going to have a Ascension Convention, and I modeled it after the Southern Baptist Convention articles and bylaws for just putting something together because I needed a model, and I was born into the Ascension of the Southern Baptist Convention. But Christ consciousness is the basic of do unto others, which everybody has to have a model, but I needed one for my own life, although I am very into the ancient mystery schools and Greek mythology, although I've never read any of it. I've just always had this energy. But Tommy and I, and we can all go into these other areas, including the Zarathustra, green planet, green tablets, Thoth and Zeus and all that in the future, folks, because we are ET Metaphysics, and we will be joining you with the ancient and contemporary thoughts as we come together in synergy for a serendipity type of behavior that is synchronicity, and including in our future. Now, we also have the worldinformationnetwork.us we're building. We have associateguides.com. But the most important one I hope you'll go to is the ascensioncenter.org. And Ascension is spelled A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N, ascensioncenter.org. And we have acefolklife.org that I've got to build up again. But for years and years, we've been online for artists, creators, educators, philosophers, archaeologists, anthropologists, and just all kind of people, including hypnotherapists and mediators and historians, folklorists, metaphysicians, photographers, reporters even. We have the ACO Press Corps for those that want to be just handle conferences and press club that way. But we do have the community online practicing skills, and we invite you to join us on a social media. Facebook is the biggest one. And even my members here in Kentucky are all putting things they're selling and things that they're interested in, and they're working. And we call the body of our organization ACO Convention of Ascension Center Organization. That's our Article 1 in our How to Social Network Metaphysics. Our role is to be body, mind, spirit, experiencing the birth, life, death process. So we are about the spoken word. We are in the world. We try to be in the world and not of it. We are all universally recovering our gigantic consciousness that holds the dimensional universe together. And I call Tommy the rock and Janet the glue. And I think, Cyril, thank you so much. You are an imaginative, wonderful man of wisdom. So you will be
thank
my
so
man
much.
About... You're wonderful. Thank you, Cyril. And I guess we will have the honor of everybody being co-creators. So, Tessa, you have an official position on our planning committee, if you would like it, and to come back and be officially the lost generation. And we claim you in the Ascension Age. That will be a metaphysical title for you, just as an expansion of our universal order, because we are the ACO. We are the Ascension Masters. We are the globally accepted communication of the word out for the Ascension, Tessa. And we're going to be bringing ACO and ACE together. And Zeus is a very important key word. So it's amazing that you have that and you use that. I just can't wait to get to know you better. That's a wonderful metaphysical key code word for me. I'm like shocked, but glad to be your friend, you know. And I hope we do find each other. I am Teresa Morris, and Tommy Hoxblood and Janet Carol Lesson, and invite you to come back next Sunday if that's okay.
Not a problem.
Wonderful. So you have the minutes and all that. Are you? We established you have a house phone and you have no problem calling in, right?
Yep, old school landline.
Oh, wonderful. Well, then think about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're welcome any night, but especially anchor in, if you will, on Sunday. And we will be growing, and each of us will be learning to be a board of director, and I will need your assistance for your level, but especially if you'll help anchor in Texas for a district and a region. May I ask what city you're in? Are you in San Antonio?
San Antonio.
You with your father. Do y'all live in separate dwellings?
At this time, yes, but both houses are full.
They're full of family, right? You all guys
yeah.
are in communal helping family. Wonderful. Well, appreciate all that you're doing. Did your father know you were going to possibly show up tonight?
No, actually, I don't think so.
it's amazing.
Also, is Tommy still on?
No,
yes,
he
I'm
dropped
still here.
Off.
No,
there he is. Okay.
I just want to say last night, listening to you and my father going back and forth, I loved it. I thought it was great. Although I did think that you guys were sharing the same opinion and still arguing somehow, and I thought it was beautiful.
I did too. They were talking about the same thing, but it was nice, yeah. We're all individuals, yeah. That was pretty enlightening, wasn't it? It was important. It was important to establish tonight. I don't think without the two guys we could have done this. And I'm just amazed that Janet and I haven't talked, but yet she was able to plug into the energy. She's the one that dropped off. I thought it was Tommy. But Janet,
oh,
you
yeah,
were
I'm
closing out
Sorry.
The show. Yeah.
Okay.
But Cyril's still here, too. Cyril, will you be able to support Georgia and own the board of director position with us?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, you can use that as an official title now, Cyril. And Tessa, if you would like to own that for your generation in Texas and the region, your father has claimed not just Texas but the surrounding area as the regional director. So you may want to establish with him a possible title for your generation and what you're creating, and see if you can own these names with us. You know, this is the ACO, but it's a convention we're trying to put together, which will be the larger established, and it's just ways and things we need to do in America to establish ourselves so we can grow globally exponentially. And we all bring our ideas because we are co-creators. So we're going to just work this out. You know, some people may say it's philosophical, theological. You know, I say it's metaphysical and spiritual. And
most ideas start out that way.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be real interesting to see how we grow this. So thank you for being a part of it. You know, we really need to grow and expand and see how this grows. I get so excited as a co-creator to see what unfolds in the Akashic field and in cyberspace and now with this group, because it's going to be a hardcore physical manifestation in 3D and how we all connect in the field of theology and science as well. You know what I'm saying? So welcome, and consider yourself an official light worker or truth seeker or both. We haven't established who's going to be who what yet. At the convention, I think we'll get down to the actual card-carrying Bill, which you haven't met in Memphis, is actually going to design. He's an artist. But, you know, we'll get into the creations and who's going to do what as we grow over the next week and the next, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the details will be in the making on the spiritual path and journey for everybody. Well, folks, that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. It's basically down and on the ground. Tommy Hawksblood, I guess you will be the official co-host to keep us anchored with the time and the place. And we do want to do that next year. So, well, Tommy's dropped off now. So I guess we'll officially get this thing going. And Tessa, I guess it's going to be 8 o'clock next time, I believe.
Not a problem. Cyril. The full moon kept me.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for the faith and believing we'd be here, regardless, folks, of whether it was 7 or 8 o'clock. I'm so glad you found us, and I didn't even launch the chat room tonight. I was so caught up in the energy of the creation that we had to do through this process tonight for this organization. And I guess we'll see you guys. Let's see. This is Sunday. We're going to skip Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday. But Tessa, be thinking about a Monday night with Janet. I want to try to get the girls going back on Monday night, so I don't know if you'll have time or not, but be thinking about it. We may grow into that, because I've told people we were going to try to have Mondays. I just haven't had the energy yet to hold it. You know, the women or the girls to come and devote Monday, but whatever it's supposed to be, it'll be, you know?
I believe in that.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, we'll see you Thursday night. Hope you'll join us. So thank you, Cyril. Thank you, Tessa, for holding
thank
the
you.
Energy. And you guys, and Tessa, I mean, you're officially on our planning committee, I guess, and we'll find all the positions that, based on your talent, skills, and what you have energy for. But first thing you have to do, folks, is show up. And Tessa did that, and Cyril did that, but board of directors for you, Cyril, and the planning committee mm-hmm. for you, Tessa for right now, if that's okay. Planning for the Ascension Convention. And your dad knows all about it, but he's got that regional directory and that whole area to build. But Tessa, I'm sure you'll be able to hold the energy and help us all. And I just don't know what your position overall will be in the future, but apparently it's an important one because you held your whole generation tonight for the Ascension Center organization. Pretty powerful position.
Right. I appreciate it.
So I understand you're an old soul, and we'll get into knowing you better on these four nights, you know, a week. So thank you for supporting us, Tessa. Hope you'll come back and be a major player.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, folks. Good night.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Cyril. Anytime at four nights a week, Cyril, you're officially on the board, so just write it down. Okay, folks, we're out of here. Good night. Okay, transporting out. Good night. See y'all Thursday. Thanks. 8 o'clock p.m. We're going to transport till Thursday, 8 p.m.